Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. First of all, Dusty, Happy New Year to you, sir.
Happy New Year to you. I'm anxious to get this one started, to hopefully put a lot of this in the rearview mirror.
If only it was the case, Dustin, that we turned the calendar and all everything that went with 2020 is behind us. Unfortunately, I don't think that's going to be the case, but let's hope for improvement as the year goes on. Dustin, we're going to start with news and notes because there's plenty of news and notes to go around. I want to start with Tariq Castro Fields, who has chosen to stay another year. Starting cornerback for Penn State the last couple of years. His career has been interrupted quite a bit on and off with injuries. He has decided to stick around for another year. Did that decision surprise you at all?
I think the way things were going, and you and I talked about this as that news came out, but I think the way things were going with the number of guys who had eligibility left technically with the new NCAA rule, but weren't choosing to take it, that created the expectation for Castro Fields to go. But at the same time, I feel like his decision made a lot of sense. You think about being limited to three games in 2020. He was supposedly hurt in the second half of the 2019 season. That was, so his big opportunities to play a big role in this defense were impacted by injuries in back-to-back seasons. So for him, I feel like it made sense to try to get that 1 year of really solid, good film that shows he can cover and do all the things that a cornerback needs to do. So I think for his NFL draft stock, he can only help it in 2020, where I wasn't so sure that was the case with Shaka Toney or Will Fries or, I think we feel the same way about Jason Owe. He could have done more, but, for Tariq Castro Fields, he has nowhere to go but up when it comes to his draft stock.
I agree. Another year would do him well. I also think that would have been the case on a few more players. Let's face it, Dusty, this is now a business decision that these players are making. It's no longer, it's not a situation where Penn State fans might say, and I'll use someone else as an example, because cornerback is a position Penn State has pretty good depth there. But say at safety, where Jaquan Brisker, boy, he should come back because they need a safety at Penn State. Well, unfortunately, Jaquan Brisker can't look at it that way. He's got to look at it as a business decision and what is best for him, correct?
Yeah, and nobody can blame players. I mean, they get one shot at this thing. They get one shot at trying to make a living for as long as they possibly can playing football. And to... And you can't blame guys who might leave a year early because maybe they're in a financial situation where their family needs that. You can't blame them for that. So I think you just got to respect whatever choices these guys do make. You can't expect Jaquan Brisker to make a decision in his life that's the best for the football program when he has options. And he can choose whatever options he wants. I'm glad you mentioned, by the way, just the cornerback and safety situation, because Tariq Castro Fields coming back is a great thing, obviously, for Penn State. But you think about the number of young, redshirts, freshmen, sophomore age cornerbacks on the depth chart. You also got Donovan Johnson, who I presume is coming back for 2021. He was out with an injury this past year. And you've got a real situation where you've got, there's no such thing as too much depth, especially at that position. But you got to start thinking, is somebody due to make that cornerback to safety jump? And if so, who might the best candidate be? Because there doesn't seem to be a very obvious one to me anyway.
I believe that is exactly what we're going to see and what has to happen, because there's so many players at cornerback, so few at safety. But real quick, just getting it in there, I do believe, probably unlike you and a lot of others, that several of these players who are making the decision to leave, to move on, I do believe it would have been a smarter business decision to stick around. Now, they may prove me wrong, but I do believe like a Jaquan Brisker, if he stayed another year, would have a huge year and really help his draft status. Will Fries, he's been around a long time. Again, I don't blame him for making the move, but I wonder if another year at guard would help his status after having a year or two of starting at tackle to show that versatility. But anyway, let's move on. In the news department, the as disappointing as 2021 recruiting class was for many Penn State fans, the 2022 class seems to just keep getting stronger and stronger. They added four-star wide receiver Mekhi Flowers, who's a he's a wide receiver from Harrisburg. So 2022 looks like a really solid class for this team.
I mean, it's beyond solid, and there's still, I think, reason to be optimistic, especially once you kind of have that once you build it and they come situation in recruiting. This is now a group, you know, eight commits on board so far. Mekhi Flowers being the highest rated of the bunch so far, capable of playing on both sides of the ball, super versatile, incredible athlete, has that kind of playmaking gene to him that can apply as a return guy, a defensive back, a wide receiver, whatever Penn State wants to do with him. So they're 8-for-8 on four-star commitments. They're 8-for-8, you know, Bo Perbola, who had an incredible junior year, whose stock is firmly on the rise, is the lowest rated player in the class in the 24/7 Sports composite rankings. He's still a four-star. They've got, they're 5-for-5. Nobody has gotten a higher rated commit from Pennsylvania than Penn State has, which is a change from 2020 and 21. I really do feel like this group, as long as they stick together as they are, and there's no real indication, I know there's time between now and National Signing Day of 2022, there's a lot of time, but there's no real indication that anybody's going anywhere. And as long as you've got this group on board, this kind of not program saving, because that's overstating it. There's the program doesn't need to be saved, but a group that can come in and infuse new life and new energy and playmaking ability. There's going to be other kids who want to be part of that. And I think getting Flowers on board was, it was a big deal. Another big shot for Penn State in the state of Pennsylvania. And there's more work to do in state, but for them to go 5-for-5 the way that they have so far in Pennsylvania is another big deal. So I don't, you know, the dynamic is so interesting having limped through 2021 in a lot of respects in recruiting, and then having 2022 get off to such an unbelievable start at the same time. I can't really explain that.
And especially after the 0-5 start that this team had, which can oftentimes discourage players, you know, oh, this team isn't what I expected it to be. Let me move on. None of the 2021 class members abandoned Penn State, and neither did any of the 2022 class commitments abandon them. So that's a good sign. And also this whole Pennsylvania thing, it was a big thing that in 2021, they didn't get a top 10 until Lonnie White, I believe his status raised him to a top 10. They were not getting any of the top Penn State players. Do you get the feeling that this year there was an especially concerted effort by the coaching staff in recruiting Pennsylvania?
Yeah, and I think that has been a priority. It's one of the areas that James Franklin said that they just weren't, they just didn't get the job done in 2021. Whatever the explanation might be on that front, I know there were unbelievable obstacles along the way. And I think in some respects impacted Penn State more than some other programs across the country, just because, you know, State College, PA, you probably need to come and see this place before you can really commit to it, especially if you're a kid who's maybe from down south or something. But for Penn State, they just didn't recruit at the same high level through all the virtual and not being able to get kids on visits. That was James Franklin's trump card so often, and he didn't have it. So maybe he didn't adjust quick enough. I'm not sure, but this 22 class clearly sees the vision and clearly has a belief that you know, Penn State is right where they need to be, and that then maybe they can play a part in getting them over the top from this, you know, also ran category, a top 12 or top 15 team, to maybe pushing for that top four. And there's that real energy right now from this entire group that they believe they can be the class to do that.
And the added advantage, the obvious added advantage, when you get local kids, there's still that argument that, look, your family could come watch you play very easily. You're maybe an hour away, 2 hours away. It's an easy drive to get there. All right, Dustin, let's move on. The next thing is the transfer portal, and Penn State has been hit in both directions, players entering the portal to leave and those coming in. Most recently, it's been along the defensive line. Derek Tangelo, the defensive tackle from Duke, who has starting experience there, has come to Penn State. And I'll let you have the challenge of pronouncing the defensive end's name from Temple, who also starting experience and very productive experience at Temple.
I went hunting for his pronunciation in videos, and Temple had pulled his bio down because he was in the transfer portal. I've been going with Arnold Ibikiti, and I'll go with that until I'm proven wrong. And I look to be proven wrong, but I couldn't find a way, you know, so we'll see. Maybe I look foolish in the end, but that's what I'm going with. Couple really good reinforcements for this defensive line. I don't know that they, you know, defensive tackle was an emergency, but I think a player with more experience coming in there and maybe to be just a rotation piece, 310 pounds of beef is a good thing. And then Ibikiti, really productive at Temple. I think he had 8.5 tackles for loss and 4 sacks in 6 games this past year. You know, that's the kind of, he looks to have the physical ability to probably not just be a depth piece, but maybe push for that starting job in 2020 or 2021. And it's an amazing thing that Penn State has made this shift and they've embraced the transfer portal, even if it's on a 1-year basis, and they're getting what they need out of it. And I suspect probably in the next week or two that they're going to get more out of it.
I suspect that's the case. Also, the big question a lot of Penn State fans have, Dustin, what about a quarterback?
I don't know that they feel the heat to do that. I don't know if they're bringing in a quarterback to compete for a starting job. And if you're not bringing in a quarterback to compete for a starting job, what's that quarterback doing in the transfer portal in the first place?
Well, there's been a lot of pretty good quarterbacks who've gone through the transfer portal. Justin Fields, Joe Burrow. We're going to talk about that a little bit more later in the show, but that is going to be it for quarter number one. In quarter number two, Dustin, I want to ask you about the college football playoffs. There was a lot going on there, some very interesting games, and we're going to get your take on it. So stick around.
Hi, this is Dustin Hawkinsmith from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. The rest of the KSN team and I will bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more. You may even hear directly from some of your favorite recruits. That's KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can also take Keystone Sports Network with you. Go to your app store and download Keystone Sports for your mobile device. For Penn State football news 52 weeks a year, count on the Keystone Sports Network.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.